you would transmit from RF, please, into SWJ.
Is KQ4WHN, testing Echolink, trying to see if we can get her working. So we're just going to sit here and make some noise and see what we can do to get some audio into Echolink. After several attempts, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Depends on the direction of travel. This is KQ4WHN. Now it appears to be in a never-ending transmit, so I see RX on the app, and I don't have the W4NYKR user that is the Echolink station showing as transmitting. So something is transmitting, but not what I would expect. This is KQ4WHN, just making noise. Telling you something you already know, Scott. In the last couple of iterations, I've seen the Echolink client kind of hold open the audio without doing anything on the RF side of the house. So probably something you're aware of, but just kind of calling it out, using it as another opportunity to generate traffic on the repeater so that if it happened to come through on Echolink, we would have that little bit of feedback as well. But before, it was not coming through the W4NYK-R user, and now it is. So it's moving around, and I'm just keeping up appearances and making noise as we go through and continue to troubleshoot and figure out what's going on here. This is KQ4WHN. Yes, folks, we're going to have a net here in about 10 minutes, and if you're wondering what's going on, well, progress sometimes takes the pain, and we're making Scott work for his meager salary of nothing. So he's going to go out and keep trying to get this thing doing what it's supposed to do, and we're going to keep making noise. We'll get started promptly at 2100, but you may hear us chat back and forth trying to figure out what's going on with Echolink. Stand by. We'll be with you in a minute. This is KQ4WHN.
Can I calibrate something here? If you were being an outside source to me, just key your mic and don't talk for about 60 seconds after I drop this call on RF, please. Now, we need to do the opposite. If people would just give me 60 seconds of nothing. Thank you. I've got the calibration now.
Hi, as your guinea pig, you let me know what you need. Turning on the radio or changing over to this repeater to get ready for the net, we're doing a little troubleshooting on Echolink. Scott is working hard to get that back up and running. We'll see when and if that happens. But if you hear us chattering back and forth for the next 5 minutes, we're trying to get Echolink back up and running. It's going through some updates, and with all progress comes pain. So as I know the group is starting to form, we're going to continue to test and do things. So give us some grace, and we'll get that set up for you here as quick as humanly possible. This is KQ4WHN. We'll be starting the net in roughly 4 minutes.
EAN radio check.
Peter, well, sir, this is KQ4WHN.
Okay, thanks, K4BAN. I was just checking my audio levels. Well, had a couple complaints. I switched to a different mic, but hopefully that resolved it.
It sounds good to you. It sounds good to me. You're doing well.
Yes, I appreciate it. K4KN.
KQ4WHN with a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're about to get kicked off here, folks, but as we do, we're going to start off with a whole bunch of new technology. So we appreciate you, Grace, as we figure all this stuff out. EchoLink may not be working tonight. We're going to see. Scott's actively working on that right now. But RF is up and running. The repeater is doing well. And we'll get kicked off in formal fashion here in just a minute. QCQ, CQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KQ4WHN. That's Kilo, Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel November. My name is Mark, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for that? Please call KQ4WHN. Third, are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. As usual, I'm going to try and fill that gap, and I guess the first one is EchoLink may be problematic tonight, so give us a little bit of thought on whether you want to come in RF or EchoLink, but EchoLink is under update, so we're going to get that fixed as quickly as humanly possible. And Scott, if you wanted me to try anything along the way, you let me know. Just break in anytime, and we'll get some testing done live with everybody here. In the meantime, we're going to let everybody know about a couple of things. First and foremost is the Radio Rally. That's the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society Radio Rally 2026. Mentioned it a couple of nights in a row here. Want to keep the enthusiasm going. Everybody mark your calendar for Saturday, May 2nd. It's going to start at 9 a.m. It's going to have a $5 entry fee. It's going to be at the Riverbend Equestrian Park, and it's going to be part swap meet, part field day. There's all going to be food. There's going to be a raffle. There's going to be all sorts of good stuff that you can get involved in, spend some quality time. Key thing there is you don't have to be a ham to attend. If you want to go and learn about it, bring somebody in who's maybe I'm not sure about all this stuff. Well, this is your opportunity to bring folks in and have that conversation for them. So that Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society Radio Rally is going to be Saturday, May 2nd, starting at 9 a.m., and it's going to go probably until people get grumpy and tired at night. So mark your calendars for that. Is the ARRL is reminding us to start planning for Field Day 2026. Just put out last week that want to make sure everybody gets ready for June 27th and 28th. That's the warm version of Field Day. Winter Field Day is put on by a whole other group of people, but Field Day is done in kind of the warmer months. You don't have to worry about ice storms and all that fun things if you did any of the Winter Field Day stuff. It just happened on that day. In the ARRL Field Day 2026, again, June 27 and 28, and you can find out more about that by going to ARRL.org. ARRL.org. All right. We've got some stuff up and running. I've also got a fresh net control software. We're going to give a trial in live audio or live capability right now. So we're going to see if this dog will hunt. And I'm going to tell you, it in my testing has worked really, really well. So excited to use some of the new tools that we're bringing to bear. And I'm going to go ahead and acknowledge the pre-net check-ins. So that's the folks that came in via the website at brars.cc. And once we get those folks checked in, we'll check and see if EchoLink is back with us. And if not, we'll start going through the alphabet and take care of that. But let me get the pre-net check-ins acknowledged, and then we'll get started with all of the festivities. All right, I'm going to start with KC4PLT. That's Richard in Flowery Branch, Georgia. I've got N4UYB. That's Rebecca in Monroe, Georgia. Got KF4CKT. That's John in Honeypath. Got KC4WGG, that's Patrick in Rome, Georgia. Looking at KE4VGN, that's Richard in Greenville. Got KC4PIL, that's Douglas in Spring, Texas. Another regular from way out there. Got N4DFM, that's Tony, coming to us from Richmond, Virginia. Got NC9V, that's Leon, and he brings along Wendy, KE4DXJ. On, I've got KN4GTM, that's Dean, coming to us from Simpsonville. Got KR4RYL, that's Ryland there in Greenville. Got K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. Went by Mel's house today, had to make a quick trip to Columbia. Everybody is jealous, I'm sure. Got KO4ZEW, that's Ben. Got AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. I got KG4QLQ, that's Linda there in Piedmont. And along with Linda, I've got Don, KG4PFI. Got KI4LZI, we all know him, that's Andy there in Table Rock. I got KR4DMQ, that's Mick in Woodruff. Got KR4AAZ, that's Andrew there in Greer. Got WA4JJZ, that's Andy in Aiken. Got KQ4ZWS, that's Christine in Traveler's Rest. Got KR4FHX, and that is Jamie in Gaffney. Got a couple more, stand by. KR4RJM, that's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Got KB2BYQ, that's David in Easley. And I've got KG4WNP, that's Landon in Greenville. And Harry, I think, also came in via pre-net check-in, and I put him in the log as a test. So I'm going to say KI4ZET, that's Harry there in Greenville. So I think that's got us for everybody there. And, of course, we want to acknowledge our new net control operator and man about town who is helping us get all these tools set up. We're going to go ahead and log him into the net because he's too busy doing other things. That's Scott. He's N2SWJ, the master of remote control radios. All right, folks, we're going to move on to the RF portion, and I'm going to say... I'm finding where all my stuff is here. So I'm going to be in the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, your name, your location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACQ portion. Okay, folks, we got all of that done. I'm going to go ahead and let everybody know that this is Tuesday night, if you weren't already aware, and we're going to start with the India through Lima group, I through L, call KQ4WHN.
Q4WHN. Please check in and out, Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha, KQ4JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all on the net.
WHN. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'll be negative and negative, so it's 73 for each one of you.
Stand by 1 second. We've got a little hiccup here I need to fix. This is the price of progress. Stand by. I'm going to go to plan B, and let's start that over one more time. Again, thanks for your patience while we get all this stuff figured out. Let's start over with the folks who just called, and we'll get you in the log, and we'll continue on from there. Thank you.
KQ4WHN. In and out, Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all on that, 73.
WHN. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. This is where I'll be negative and negative and say it's 73 for each one of you.
10. Check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar. Echo. Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. We have no traffic, no comment. Do want to say that the feeder sounds the best tonight. I've heard it in a long time. No traffic, no comment.
WHN. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
4 WHN. Please check in Kilo Romeo 4, India Uniform Bravo, KR4, IUB. My name's Lenny. I'm over here in Easley. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you guys for all your hard work on that echo link. Appreciate it.
KQ4, WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. And Net Control is pleased to recognize very patient people. KG4, JIA, that's Dennis there in Gaffney. Thanks for doing it twice, both Dennis and James. I got KK4, JFO, that's James. Got W4IOE, that's Sid there in Fletcher. Looking at KO4JKV, that's Duncan. Making it look easy every Monday night. Good to hear from you tonight, Duncan. And then I got KR4IUB, that's Lenny there in Easley. And, yeah, I agree. I appreciate the folks that work hard to make this thing work, whether it's the repeaters or the administration or the software. They all work hard and make all the mistakes and get all the laughs. All right, any other stations in India through Lima, call KQ4WHN. Proceed on then to the next alphabetic group. That's Mike through Papa, M through P, call KQ4WHN.
Hello? Mark, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike, Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4. Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, she's West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
KQ4, WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, and Net Control is pleased to recognize KK4, ONO, that's Lorena, and she brings along KK4, DMW, that's Rick. They're coming to us from Piedmont, and together they bring along their daughter, Michelle, KM4, MOQ, and she's there in Ware Shoals. Thanks for bringing the family as always, and thanks everybody for their patience as we go through this. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, call KQ4WHN. On to the next alphabetic group, that's going to be Quebec through Tango, Q through T, call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Good evening, Mark. Thank you for calling the net. Please check in N0TR. November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative, sir.
KQ4WHN. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Raymond Golf. KQ4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty. And I will be negative and negative. Oh, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
WHN. November 4, Tango Lima Papa, N4TLP, Terry and Moore. Negative and negative, good evening.
Q4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And net control would like to recognize N0DR. That's Tom coming to us from Greer. Good to hear your voice tonight, Tom. And then KO4QLG, that's Chris, coming to us from Liberty. Chris, I just type your call sign naturally after Tom, and 99 times out of 100 you show up, so I'm proud of you, sir. Thanks for joining us tonight. There we got my traveling buddy when I catch him on the road. That's N4TLP, that's Terry there and more. Good to hear your voice tonight, sir. Anyone else in the Quebec through Tango group, call KQ4WHN. Move on to the bottom of the alphabet. That's Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Call KQ4WHN. Let's try that again. We scared everybody off. Uniform through Zulu. Any additional stations, Uniform through Zulu. Call KQ4WHN.
Net control. We already checked in, but this is Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey, KO4ZEW, checking in over RF, Ben in Malden.
Thanks for representing the section, Ben. We have a dearth of folks in the Uniform through Zulu group. I would point out that Whiskey Hotel November, my call sign, is in that group. So we represent by being here tonight. But good to hear your voice tonight, sir. And thanks for checking in both through RF and through the pre-net check-in. All right, that means we're going to move to the top of the alphabet, and that's going to be Alpha through Delta, A through D. Call KQ4WHN.
Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, KJ4. BKI, Jack Pilgrim Rocky, but didn't make it all weekend, something wrong.
4WHN. In the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride joint. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, all on the net, and thanks for calling the net, Mark.
WD4DYH. Whiskey Delta 4, Delta Yankee Hotel. Johnny in Travers Rest, no traffic, no roundtable. Thank you for calling the net. Good evening, everyone.
WHN. Check in KR4DBR, Kilo Romeo 4, Delta Bravo Romeo. This is Bo in Easley, and I'll be negative and negative.
Station that was right before KR4DBR, I'm going to apologize and say I got distracted. If you would give me your call sign and location one more time, I'll promise to get it right this time. Acknowledge the folks that I did hear. This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control would like to recognize KJ4BKI. That's Jack coming to us from Rock Hill. Yeah, Jack, we had all sorts of issues this weekend, but I'm glad to hear they're cleared up and you can make it in with pretty strong signal from Rock Hill. So appreciate you doing that. Got KI4DOS. That's Gary. He's coming to us from Easley. He brings along his pretty little bride, K3JOY. That's Joy. And good to hear you tonight, Gary. Don't forget to join Gary tomorrow night on Wednesday. He'll be hosting the net at 9 p.m. just like always. And then I've got KR4DBR. Well, that's Bo, and he's coming to us as usual tonight. And appreciate you joining us as well. All right, I'm going to move on to the Echo through Hotel group. E through H, call KQ4WHN.
WHM. Hey Mark, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4, EZN, Harry in Canada, North Carolina. Did hear you one time on my phone over Echo Link, just barely. Oh, that was it. The rest of the time, I either couldn't log in or I don't hear any audio right now. Other than that, we'll be negative and negative, and thanks, and keep working.
Number 4, Echo Delta, Whiskey, Ed, and Rivard. No traffic on monitors.
W810. And on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4, HKX, Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight, Mark. Thanks for calling on that, sir.
Q4 WHM. Mark, please check in Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, 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 KR4, EEE, Greg, in Hendersonville. I'll be negative tonight. Nice work on the net. On the repeater tonight to you and Scott, and good evening to all on the net.
Q4 WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net, and net control like recognize KC4 EZN. That's Harry coming to us from Candler. Good to hear you tonight, Harry. Thanks for joining us. Then I've got N4 EDW. That's Ed coming to us from Bavard. Thank you, sir, and got your name in the log. Then I've got KR4 Echo, Echo, Echo. That's Greg coming to us from Hendersonville. All right. Well, we've been through the alphabet once. Now it's time to open it up to anyone, anywhere. Our apologies to the Echolink users that, well, you can probably, if you can hear me RF, you can at least call in via Echolink, but you won't be able to hear us on Echolink, which was the last update that I got. But you can give it a try anyway. But anyone, anywhere, Alpha through Zulu, call KQ4 WHN.
WHN, KO4 HK.
Go ahead, Patrick.
I wrote you down, but, you know, it's been one of those nights. Let's actually do that while I'm talking so I can say, net control is pleased to recognize KO4 HKX. It's time to go put my feet up, I guess. But I got you in the log, Patrick. Thanks for keeping me honest.
Feet up, would you please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Yankee Uniform, SKQ4, ZYU, Allen, I'm in Piedmont, negative and negative.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4 India Papa Bravo. It's KO4 IPB. I'll be negative negative. Thanks for calling the net, not Mark.
No. Please check in N4 NLR November 4. Nothing like radio. Name here is Jim. Do you have any mic? Location Greenville, South Carolina. Please check me in and out, Mark. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
KQ4 WHN with a Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And net control would like to recognize KQ4 ZYU. That's Alan. Alan, good to hear your voice tonight, sir. And I will not put my feet up until we get this thing done, I promise. I got KO4 IPV. That's Paul coming to us from Greenville. Good to hear you tonight, sir. And then I've got N4 NLR. That's Jim coming to us also from Greenville. All right, we're getting through this. We're going to make this net happen whether it wants to or not. Anyone, anywhere, want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'll go one more call, and then we'll close the formal portion and start the rag chew. Anyone, anywhere, call KQ4 WHN.
WJ Relay, earlier that station you missed was WD4 DYH Johnny from Traveler's Rest.
I appreciate that. I've got him in the log. WD4DYH, Johnny from TR. Got him, got him. This is KQ4WHN. Now securing the full portion of the net with our thanks for those checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rank chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rank chews. Don't have anyone down for rank chews. Probably because I've been in a complete panic since we started. So, you know, we learn things by doing things, and that's part of the fun. But anyone got a topic they want to bring up? Scott, you want to tell us what we know about Echolink, or have you got your head down too far that you're not able to give us an update? But, you know, hey, we might as well talk about something. Let's talk about what's changing in the world today.
AJ. Yeah, the EchoLink seems to be working, but the sound output seems to be really low. I think I'm just going to have to keep boosting the preamp on the module, EchoLink module, until it finally comes up high enough that you can hear. And I'm not sure what's causing that to be so low all of a sudden, but that seems to be what it is. But every time I boost the preamp, I have to, a segment, I have to restart the service, which boots everybody off. So that's why I didn't want to do it while during the net, because,
KG4WHN, are you still on frequency, Mark? This is KA4PQA.
On EchoLink. But it would have booted everybody off, and if they could hear, by chance, they would have been booted.
I'm going to go ahead and log Stephen in. He came in via EchoLink while you were giving that description. K4PQA, if by some miracle you can hear me via RF or through relay through someone else, we got you in the log, Stephen. Good to hear your voice. We'll just have to keep testing on that EchoLink issue. I'm hearing my client behind me chirp every time I let go of the PTT or when somebody gets done transmitting. So it thinks it's doing what it's supposed to do, but obviously there's some knobs to turn yet, and that's fine. We'll get there. Anyone else want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN from KA4PQA. Mark, are you still on frequency? I know the net's probably closed, but are you still on frequency, Mark?
KA4PQA, Stephen, I know you probably can't hear me, but I'm going to say it anyway. We got you in the log, sir. I'm going to see if I can reach out to you through some other means and let you know that. But on the off chance that somebody is in range of Stephen and knows how to get a hold of him, do let him know we've got him in the log. Anyone else want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, or anyone else want to bring up a topic? By all means, we've got lots of time here, and we usually have a little longer conversational walkthrough of the different topics. Anybody want to bring up anything they want to talk about? Well, here we are. We're just sitting here keeping the repeater busy and giving people a chance to check in. I usually don't wrap things up before about 9:30 anyway, because my 9:30 crew shows up, and then we start logging in more folks into the books. So anyone want to criticize the way I do my job, well, I can take it. I'm not going to put my feet up. I'm going to keep doing this, and we're going to keep the repeater going for just a little longer. If you want to check in or make a comment, call Net Control now.
4WHN.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Mark, I'll start out the second shift here. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane in Cleveland, no traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net.
This is KQ4WHN, Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and net control is pleased to recognize N4ZLK. That's Shane up yonder in Cleveland. Good to hear your voice tonight, Shane. And thank you for proving me right that you got to keep the net open just long enough to let folks come in. I still got Bobby and Tommy and Angela and some other folks that I haven't heard tonight that I'm expecting to show up at some point, or they won't, and that'll be fine there. But we definitely have some really cool technology that's going to make all of this easier for everybody, a little more automation. But as we go through getting it set up and getting it tested, well, we're all experiencing the fun there. So if I sounded a little more panicked tonight than normal and I missed a call, which I don't remember the last time I did that one and it wasn't an RF issue, I don't know. But it's been a while. But we got everybody in there. Right now I'm between two different logging software, so I don't know what my number is going to be for the number of check-ins. So that's my next issue. we'll have to see what happens with that. But, hey, you know what? It's fun. We'll just keep doing that. Anyone want to check in? Blue Ridge 2-meter net, make a comment. Otherwise, just participate. Call now. This is KQ4WHN. I've got some some paperwork to do in the background, and I got to clean up a mess that I created. But while I do that, I will give anybody a chance to check in or make a comment. It'll just be quiet for a little bit while I do a little bit of typing, and I'll just kind of hold the net open in a very lazy fashion as I get things synchronized between these two programs, and then we'll we don't generate some conversation here, then we'll wrap it up in just a little bit. But this is KQ4WHN with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We're gonna just sit here and kind of hold the net open and get anybody a chance to check in that needs to as they go along. It's KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Just kind of being quiet and getting some stuff done in the background. Anybody wants to check in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, this is your opportunity. Call KQ4WHN or net control. Well, we've scared everybody off, and we'll go ahead and wrap up the net for tonight. I appreciate everybody's patience and participation as we went through all the stuff that we went through. We got some Echolinks stuff to figure out, and got a little here and there that's going to get tuned up, and it's going to be really, really nice when we got all of our I's dotted and T's crossed. But with that, I'll just say thank you one and all. Don't forget, Gary, KI4DOS, is going to be running the net tomorrow night, and I'm sure he would appreciate you joining him for that. Stand by for my net report. This will be my first time hitting the button on the new software, and hopefully everything's going to work for me. Stand by.
Mark, copy your net report for Tuesday, March 24th, 2026. Message number 1. QNI was 51. QTC was 0. W4NYK. Back to
KQ4WHN.
This is KQ4WHN, now steering the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, with our thanks for those checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 73, and good night to all of you. Have a good night.